Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello, and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is the world famous Joe Grande.
Welcome, Mr. Christopher Wright. And thank you guys for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, yes, all over the world. We greatly appreciate you. Check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And we got so many great articles and blogs on there on the website. And call us up anytime, 800-420-1980. And go check out our Instagram page at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at one Christopher Wright.
Hello.
That is the number one, that is. And I am at Joe Grande 52. And we are both looking fly. And we are all the way live in Las Vegas at G4 Live, the Budtender Awards.
Yes.
Wonderful event out here. And to make it even more wonderful, President Vicente Fox and his wife, Miss Fox, join us on stage here.
Yeah.
I'd like to say welcome to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome.
I'd like to read an official introduction, but Senorita, welcome. Senor, welcome.
Thank you
so much. As I let you guys know, Presidente Fox was born on July 2nd, 1942. Young man, he still is. He grew up at Rancho San Crespodal in Guanajuato, a communal land where the only difference between him and his childhood friends were the opportunities he had. He always remembers from his childhood that the one of his harms that can be avoided in the country that he lived in is poverty, which is beautiful for him to think that way. He studied business administration at the Universidad Iberoamericana Americano, and later he received his top management diploma from the Harvard Business School, which is fancy right there.
Yes.
In 1964, he joined the Coca-Cola Company in Mexico and started from the bottom. And you know what he did right there, folks, right? Yep, he worked his way to the top. Through his preference, he became the president of the company for Mexico and Latin America. He served as president of Mexico from 2000 to 2006. He was the first candidate from the opposition party to be elected president. Nowadays, he is actively involved in encouraging leadership and creating opportunities for the less favored people through his organization named Centro Fox. Welcome, senor, to the show, Cannabis Talk 101.
Bravo!
Bravo,
Cristobal.
Aquí, go closer.
Grab the mic.
Bravo, Cristobal. Bravo, Jose.
Thank you.
My eldest brother is Jose. My next younger brother is Chris. Cristobal. So,
no way.
Glad to meet you both.
Thank you. Thank you.
Órale, pues, compa.
Thank you. Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Cam.
I didn't know we had a president compa, both of us like this. How funny.
That's beautiful.
That's a random connection for you to have a Jose and a Chris like that in your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, that gave me the chills.
It just gave me the chills. That's got to be extra spiritual for you guys as well, for you.
I don't see ladies here.
I am
this word.
I am a lady.
Because then she should be called Marta.
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 Marta. Speaker of the House in my government.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Speak more about that. What do you mean by that?
Yes.
Marta, Speaker, she was my assistant and manager of the campaign running for president. Then I invited her to join on the presidential team. And then she said she would not. Why?
Why, Marta?
Of course I said yes.
No, not to marry, but not, not to work within government.
Not to work for the government.
Well, no, I was very happy to work for the government. I was very honored for his invitation. Maybe I was a little bit afraid because I was the first woman having that responsibility. So I had to do my best, and I did it.
You know, I'll tell you what, when you do something like be the first lady to work in government in Mexico,
That
says a lot.
I mean, it's the first.
And you, to bring her to that
open the door
to that opportunity,
correct.
And then for you to come out and I haven't done a lot of research. I've been able to be around Adrian, that speaks highly and well of you guys, and he says that you are very, very, very aggressive and good at what you do. So I think you made a good decision, senor.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did. We drink together. We sleep together.
Yeah.
We do little things at night together.
Together?
Oh, my God.
As you should. Do you guys smoke cannabis together?
Not yet.
No,
we're
no
learning
yet.
Here.
Are you
we
learning
only
here?
Drink tequila for the moment in mezcal.
You know, I would love to have a tequila shot with you guys.
That would be fun, right? I mean, and so as you're here at G4 Live and you're seeing all these cannabis business professionals and you've been pushing for it in your country, what are your thoughts about this convention?
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Meeting so many friends, so many activists, so many businessmen of the industry is fantastic for us. Because I learned to love this industry. Once I worked for it to legalization throughout the world, then I got in love with the industry, with the space. And today, we are not only working on three foundations, but one of my loves is the industry.
Sure. What are the foundations that you're working on?
We are working in two foundations, CentroFox. The main issue is about education, information, research about cannabis. The other one is Vamos Mexico, which is a charity. We have a rehabilitation center in San Miguel de Allende, beautiful place. You should come to San Miguel de Allende. We take care of 320 patients with neurological damage, physical damage. And of course, maybe in the future, when everything is legalized and we can do
cannabis.
It, we are going to use cannabis. We have to be very careful about it, but I know that, for example, Alzheimer's is just fantastic.
Well, one of the things that we're big on is making sure the proper research is in place before we start to use it, right? And we were at another show with a bunch of doctors last week, and, you know, there's more and more research coming that's going to allow, you know, I think, foundations like yours to go ahead and utilize cannabis as a first line of medication versus the opioids that they've been currently offering or the Suboxones or the other things for that, you know. And I think that's very important. And one thing I want to ask you guys though is, you know, is cannabis, you know, the movement in Mexico, is it the same as it is here? Because I know it's coming quickly or just happening. But, I mean, how is it happening over there? Can you give us a little insight? Because we're not there to understand it.
Well, the problem of Mexico today is our president, because he doesn't like the industry. On the contrary, the judiciary, the Supreme Court, ordered that the executive branch should make sure that every single Mexican, anywhere he is, has the right of access to this product. So we're on the move. It will happen pretty soon. In the meantime, I'm on the board of Chiron, a cannabis company, Colombian Canadian, leading in all of Latin America. But the special thing about it is the medical use of that cannabis. By the way, they've been acquiring clinics. And through clinics, they attend patients. And through clinics and patients, they have introduced marijuana, cannabis, as the main factor for many of the problems of those patients.
So it's so funny that you say that, because that's what we've been talking about. And when Blue was saying we were at CanMed the other day, it is exactly that. And as you mentioned, the medicine aspect, are they studying it in Mexico like they're doing abroad in Israel, as we're trying to do here? Israel is so advanced there. What is your knowledge of the research that Mexico plans on doing to advance the medical aspect of cannabis?
Well, this company does a lot of research through the acquisition of these nets of patients through clinics.
Nice.
Hundreds of thousands of them. So this company doesn't measure success on the amount of kilos of marijuana that it can sell.
Yeah.
But it measures success on the amount of patients you can attend. Mm. So the special medical aspect is fantastic. And we learn every day how many other illnesses we can solve for patients. Doing it very professionally.
President Fox, how did you find that love for cannabis to be so medical? Because I feel that love from you for the plant, because you've mentioned that, and once you mentioned the medical aspect, you perked up, right? And I can see that inside of you. Where does that come from? Where did you see the medical? Because for me as a kid, I thought it was an old Mexican myth. My mom put the cannabis in the alcohol, right? So I grew up with the alcohol, and I was like, my mom, mijo, cállate, mijo, pendejo, sentarse, rub it on my back, or whatever, right? And then, you know, mijo, dame besito, body of Dios. Like, okay, mama, you know what I mean? And I just thought it was a Mexican myth, thinking, oh, there was a little weed in the jar.
Yeah.
That was my earliest. And then I was six and I got introduced to it. But what does your love come from it?
Well, it's a daily experience. On this companies I'm on the board of, as well as our foundation. So we put a specific attention on this product, and we have learned that it works. Not for everything, because there are some crazy guys that think that marijuana will solve all your problems.
Yeah.
No. We know when it works. We work on those products, and research is done through these clinics by the hundreds of thousands of patients. So we learn every day what is useful, what is not. And so, by the way, here I don't see expending machines for cannabis products.
Sure, right, for the oils and all that stuff.
Have everything.
You're talking about vending machines.
Vending machines.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that'd be
great. They should be all over. They should be accessible everywhere.
Do they have those in Mexico, vending machines?
We are already installing the first one in Mexico. We bought one that sells Bimbo products.
Yeah.
Chips, potato chips, put there the different products derived from marijuana. And working extremely well. I should see some of those machines here, but I don't.
See cannabis.
Isn't
that in cannabis,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, there's a, here in the United States right now, you know, they were around for a little bit, but they didn't sustain. They didn't stay around. And the reason I think it was because they couldn't track it, right? So once you start to get into the tracking, but there are ways of doing it. No one wanted to do the research to figure it out.
But what we're putting by the side of the vending machine, we're putting a connection point with a computer and directly connected with the doctor, with a physician. There will be a professional recommending for that patient. Out of that box, he comes into the vending machines and buys what he needs. So always assisted by a doctor.
I love it. That's smart. That's very smart. What is the future for Mexico, you know, in cannabis, in your opinion?
Well, I think it should be great, because Mexico is 130 million people. But just Cancun, 3 million Americans come every year to Cancun.
I love Cancun.
Yeah.
Half of them.
Oh, I partied so hard. One of my last parties was in Cancun.
In Cancun.
I woke up with the water hitting me in Cancun.
Cabos, another million.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's 4 million every year.
I paid the federales a lot of money to get me out of some juice over there. Your guys got me a couple bucks, boy.
I'm calling you for now on.
Matter of fact, can I get a little kickback? Did they ever give you some of that?
He wants some money back.
So, what about your tie?
Oh, it's just a nice little look right here, right? It's all supporting the canvas. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. We're here at G4 Live. We're going to come back more with President Fox right here on Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Advanced Nutrients has a complete growing system, you guys, for cannabis that optimizes all phases and cycles to bring your crops to their true genetic potential. Discover more at advancednutrients.com. I believe you were the first president in Mexico to stand up and support cannabis in a way where, if you look at where it comes from, and when I say come from, we've had this debate on the show, and Blue's really said and opened my eyes to going, maybe you're right,
tell all these
cannabis
people,
comes more from Mexico. And I remember the Mexico, big bricks coming you from it. You know, let's just call it what it is, right? Like, no matter what politics, it just came here, right? Well, it's not on your watch, anybody's watch. It is what it is.
Let me jump in. What he's saying, Mr. Fox, is you know, I get to meet all these people, and they tell me where cannabis comes from, you know? And I go, listen, my family, you know, like it or not, was moving cannabis from Mexico into the United States for a long time. For a long time. Maybe it wasn't my family. They showed up at my
We feel like
California.
It was the Mexicans, bottom line. Mexico.
Not involved in any cartel. I'm talking about just, it gets here, right? And it gets here. We know I feel that cannabis has been built on the backs of Mexicans all across the country. And people forget that sometimes in this war. You know, and it's a war now because we know that it's medicine and it's not a drug. And so we've been actually doing something that's beautiful for people. And so if you understand that, they've been self-medicating. And I think that, you know, now that it's amazing for me to look at it and go, all these people have access to it, you know, and then Mexico's barely coming on, you know. And for now,
well, barely coming on legally because they've been supporting it forever. You know what I'm saying? And my point to that, though, sir,
how's that working?
It's like no, and that supports everything I'm going to, because that's been the thought process, right? And then you come aboard as the president of Mexico,
yes,
and basically flip the card on everybody in Mexico. You're not the favorite dude of everybody that's been supporting everything. He just supported what I'm saying, because America, and let's work at the world, they're shipping it everywhere else too. Canada, Japan, maybe, who knows, right, from Mexico. My point is, those fields are no joke. The cartel's no joke there. I've heard about stories. How was it for you to make up that decision, to make that stance? You become now a big target on your back. It's a scary position that you put yourself out there for. I commend you. I applaud you. I thank you.
Yes.
Because you put your life on the line, that I look at what you did that way.
To support this industry.
To support the cause and the industry and the medical and the love. And you did that in Mexico. If people don't realize that, in my eyes, that's what you did. And I thank you for
seriously,
that.
Seriously. Thank you for
that. You risked your life, dude.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Your life and your family for this plant. Because that all being said, how did the cartel treat you for that? Because now you turned out, you know.
You know, the big deal is to take away that beautiful plant from the criminals, from the cartel.
Yes.
Take it away from them. Only dedicated to make harm, violence, death, blood. And that plant now is in hands of businessmen, of farmers, of the good people in the world. And that was just a fantastic accomplishment. And
sure.
I feel very proud to have been part of that. Part of that.
Sure.
No, you're part of the movie. You're part of the book. You're part of the global thing that you did something that brought the whole country. You didn't bring a state. You didn't bring a few people. You brought Mexico. I mean, it's big.
And not only that, when you step in and say, hey, I'm supporting it, the generation that's your age, that have always looked at cannabis as it's just for the
kukui.
The bad people. You know what I mean? Now you open their minds to go, wait a minute, this is somebody that we've looked up to, that we respect, that we've had as our president, and now he's saying, hey, wait a minute, there's medicinal value here. And so for you to do that, you know, I think what we're saying is that it's dear to our hearts because we're all in this industry for a certain reason. You know, my dad, it taught me how to be in this industry since I was a kid, and he died of cancer. You know, so we all have a reason why we support this industry, and we want to thank you for supporting it. And you, lady, young lady.
Let me just...
You're amazing for backing this
and
thing,
and being
too,
a first.
This is a very difficult task.
Being a first in government like that in Mexico is
the
a joy.
Final message. I think it's extremely important that we take care of this industry, that we behave ethically, morally, not greedy.
Yeah.
Make sure that this industry can serve others, be for others. It can create wealth. It can pay taxes. It can be a great thing. And to me, it should form part of NAFTA. NAFTA should have a chapter dedicated to the cannabis space.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see all these rules and regulations. President Fox, I heard a story, and I want to get clarification, man. I'm hoping that you're the guy that can clarify this. I heard that Mexico was looking for American, if not let alone California, cannabis companies to come to Mexico and bring their products in. Is that a true story that I've heard through the grapevine?
Was that someone trying to get us in trouble?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody asks us to do that.
It's open. It's open. And we're right there, ready to navigate together with friends from the United States. I think he who puts the first feet on the door will open the market and will participate and benefit from market opening in Mexico. So we're inviting everybody in the United States to come along. 4G, our friend Keith, is ready to repeat this, to replicate this, what we see here.
Yes.
In our
even
place,
this.
In our place.
Even our show.
Take this show there, too.
Yes, the show. We're invited to come to Central Fox and maybe November this year.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you say that in the speech.
We've been talking about doing a Cannabis Talk 101 in Spanish. You know, Spanish, having the whole Spanish cast, building the whole set. We're heard in 148 countries, but we don't have translation for Spanish. Obviously,
well,
Joe.
You have the guy right there. Right.
Órale, pues. ¿Qué pasó? Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. José Grande.
He doesn't speak enough.
Un poquito pendejo. Cállate, mijo. That's all I know. Hey, that's all I know. Dame un besito and adios.
Adios.
So, you know.
But I could sound like I do. My parents were ESL, so it's like I grew up. My parents were from Mexico, or my mom was, my dad. So it's like it's just so funny. We're both the non-Spanish speaking.
Well, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm
my last
the baby,
name Lopez.
Okay.
But could be, you know. We're here at G4 Live. We're going to come back more with President Fox right here on Cannabis Talk 101.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Cali FX Full and Broad Spectrum Hemp Extracted Products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 other elements you guys naturally derived from the hemp and plants. Go feel the effects at CaliFX.com as we are all the way live with President Vicente Fox right here with us.
Yeah.
So, President Fox, to all this movement, all this stuff, when are we going to be able to see these brands coming out of Mexico? You're saying that Mexico is opening and welcoming California,
yeah,
let alone
law?
American
what
companies?
What is the law for
Can they
for
go there and do that?
What is the cannabis law right now for Mexico? What
well,
is the actual
it's
law?
One step away from total legalization, from regulation, and from an open market. We're just this far away from. It should happen way before United States federalizes the deal. In Mexico, it should be a matter of weeks or months. So be attent. For the moment, the market is there. Those 3 million that come to Cancun, 1.5 million do use the product. How do they do it? I don't know. Maybe they bring it from the States.
I'm not sure either.
President Fox, I know in the United States, right, like right now it's not legal because it gets, you know, one part of government here, it's got to go to another branch of government there and then gets closed at the House. And that's how our government works in the United States. Can you inform our listeners how, as you say, you're this close and you used a couple inches away from cannabis being legal in Mexico, what does that process take to become a legal substance for Mexico?
I guess pressure and activism, because unfortunately we have a president right now that doesn't understand the industry, doesn't support the industry, and so he's been delaying it. But people, citizens, users, patients, we're all pressing government. That's why sure. we want this convention in Central Fox next November. We're going to make
your
sure
location,
that we have it.
At the location. I love it. That's a brilliant
Will the current
idea.
President come?
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Do you see the government supporting this? Is it just the president that doesn't? Or how do you see that working? Because, like, in our country, right, we know on the right and left who's for it, who's not. Is there one dictator? Is it the president that's saying no on it? Or who? I know you say the pressure.
Yeah,
how does that?
You're right. We're under a presidential system. And this president has absorb all the power of the presidency, but he doesn't like it.
Dictator.
So we need Congress, and in Congress there's a lot of senators, a lot of congressmen that go for it. And it's just a matter of a few weeks ahead.
Wow. You said a few weeks?
A few weeks.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. By November, when you
no.
come to Mexico.
This is May right now, 2022.
By November. You're,
by November.
When you come, it will be open.
Wow.
You want to bet?
What? Hold on. Yeah, I do. I do.
No, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No.
I want to bet.
No.
$40.
$40.
How much?
Come on.
$500?
We're in Las Vegas, señor.
$1,000? I'll pull out of my pocket. You pull out of yours right now. How much?
No, it will happen.
I hope you're right. I
agree with you, though. I do believe that it will happen here in Mexico before it happens here.
Yeah.
Ooh,
let me ask you this question. When it does, is Mexico, in your opinion, is Mexico going to allow Canada and trade outside of Mexico? Mm. Is it going to be a federal thing? because I believe it's all federal there, right? So if it goes, is it going to be a federal move, meaning that we can transport state to state?
In Mexico, we go for the whole enchilada.
Yeah, I love it.
Go queso on top, too.
On the side. Yeah, it will happen for the total of the territory, and it will happen in NAFTA. In NAFTA, you know, the trade agreement we have with Canada, United States, and Mexico.
It'll go right in there.
It will be part of that.
Wow.
Yes, I will make sure that that happens.
And if that happens, don't you think that's going to push the envelope?
All these people here, all these exhibitors here, are welcome to Mexico next November to be with us.
I will be there.
Oh, no, we're going to be supporting this, promoting it, letting everybody know where it's going to go down. And when this happens, too, do you think, President Fox, that this is going to push the envelope for the United States of America to federally legalize cannabis as well? Because of NAFTA?
I wish that happened. Senor Biden, President Biden, a call from your Mexican friend. Please federalize this industry. Yeah. It's good for the United States. It's good for everybody. Congress, senators, congressmen, do it. Do it. Do it.
Yes.
You heard it from President Fox right here, folks.
Thank
right
you.
Here.
Before we go, a kiss to Martha.
Martha.
A kiss to Martha,
please. And not only that, Martha. A kiss and a salute to Martha. Martha, doing everything that you do. We appreciate you because we know behind every great man is a greater woman. And we all know that.
It's not behind.
Right
in,
beside. No,
right
beside. Yes,
right
I love
beside.
You.
Got you.
Right beside. I feel bad for messing that one up.
Well, there it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. And remember this, if no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.